Please be advised, this series contains harsh language and references to potentially triggering material. Episode-specific warnings can be found in the show notes.
Last time, on Ombligo del Diablo, the attempted kidnapping of Gracie did not go the way Val was intending, and with her arrest, Welmer's birthday celebrations were not entirely ruined, there was certainly a shadow cast over them. Jamie got to talk about rocks. Val spent some time in a straitjacket. Oliver got high in the desert. And Vincent and Murph tried to salvage the night, if only a little bit. More trouble brews outside the team, however, as Mr. Finn has gathered up a posse to search for a proclaimed murderer, one Gracie Finn.
Okay, let's get started. Everyone, please say your name and who you are and a vague but striking description. Start us off, James.
Hi, I'm James, and I play Oliver Holverson, a cheap suit in the shape of man. And he doesn't know that two of his friends are having deep existential crises right now. Only one of them.
Just two?
The two that he cares about.
Damn! Ow!
Absolutely.
Poor Jamie and Vincent!
Absolutely.
Damn!
Roasted.
Well, Jamie's not having an existential crisis yet.
Vincent, he just can't get a read on.
I mean, he'd like to read certain parts of Vincent, obviously.
Obviously. Especially the parts that are thinking about horsies.
Oh my god.
And of course, Vincent's chamber.
Welcome to the Vincent's...
No!
Hey, Vincent. Want to go to the ball and get loaded?
My god. Everybody, welcome to the Vincent X Oliver ship. We're happy to have you aboard.
Yes, the ODB erotic fanfiction portion of the podcast.
This is the best.
And it will have the weirdest crossfix since Alien, I think.
Weird? All right.
I don't think many of them have one of the characters being a human gun in any of the normal crossfit.
I don't know. You haven't read much fan fiction, have you?
Oh, who's that one author? Who's that one author who does like, you know, getting pounded in the butt by my own butt?
Oh my god! Yes,
I
that
know
guy.
What you're talking about.
And this is why we have a mature tag.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, that book.
Chuck Tingle is the best. Chuck Tingle is great.
All right, Ginger.
Hello, this is Ginger. I play Murph, your best friend and unlicensed therapist.
I don't think that license is coming anytime soon. Okay, Sam.
Hey everybody, I'm Sam, and I play Val Hernandez, the mad scientist who is losing all grip with sanity.
Losing? Okay, generous. And Dan.
Hey, I'm Dan. I'm playing Vincent Braddock, a former tough for some less than legal organizations who is doing his best to get better.
All right.
Elf, you should also introduce yourself.
People know me by reputation, if not by name. All right. I'm Elf. I run this bitch. And let's go on to XP. Who's spending it?
I am spending it. I mean, on Oliver.
What is Oliver buying?
I would like to give him more manipulation.
No.
Manipulation 5?
4. He started out with 3.
Really?
Remember the whole bit that he's not actually very good at lying to people?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Actually, oh man, I kind of want to give him 3 in charisma because he's earnestly trying to communicate with people for a bit.
I think that him progressing towards more genuine rather than progressing to be a better liar makes more sense for his character arc.
Okay, fine. I'm getting 3 in charisma, and I also... not enough time has passed for me to have had a pew-pew session with anyone, right?
I want that so bad.
Okay, we'll do that in character then.
There has been no time passing since last session. Take place 3 seconds after the last one. So,
okay.
All right. Ginger, you spend anything?
Oh, yeah. I have like a million XPs. by a million, I mean like 21.
Where are you going to stick it?
Yeah, it's a, you know, excellent question. Can you give me the 30-second version or less of composure versus resolve? Go.
Time scale. Composure is things bothering you right now. Resolve is your ability to stick to your guns.
Okay. I'm going to chuck some into, let's see. That would be my 15. I'm going to chuck some into resolve.
Okay. Resolve to what?
From 2 to 3.
All right. That also raises your willpower.
Oh.
As your willpower is composure plus resolve.
Ah, yes, I knew this.
Okay. Sam?
Yes. Finally had enough points to take Spirit 4 and Void Gate. Very obvious.
Okay. That's 20 XP?
Yes, sir, it is. And I had enough to take a second point in Brawl. Need fight, I'm pretty sure.
All right. I'm sure you're going to need that if you're going to go and literally punch God to death.
No, punching is not how that's going to happen. Swallowing up in the void, perhaps.
Okay. Dan?
I have 25 XP that I need to save up.
You are hoping for Prime 5, huh?
I am hoping for Prime 5.
Then let's go over changes in hopes and fears. I don't know if there's likely to have been many changes since there's so little time between this session and last, but say what you're changing, and if not, just say what the hopes and fears are. And let's start with Dan.
My long-term hope remains the same. Do what little I can to make up for my past cruelties. My short-term hope is Sheriff Roberts comes out all right, which, you know, two sessions in a row hasn't, like, really factored all that much, but I've been told that it might be good. Then my long-term fear is the temptation to wickedness. And I'm going to switch my short-term fear after I feel like, you know, something bad happening to Murph. We got through her birthday. Now I'm switching into my fear is that Val doesn't feel like I give a shit, especially after I kind of let her spend the night in a cell to go hang out with Murph. So Vincent's going to make an effort there.
Nice. And that brings us to Sam.
Please don't make an effort. Please don't. Definitely make an effort, please. Okay, long-term hope is still, I'm going to kill God. Short-term hope is changing. That it's going to be that I can help my friends reach their goals from the sidelines without being found out. They can't know I'm helping.
Interesting.
Specifically in this particular situation involving the Finns. My long-term fear is going to stay the same. These people that I care about are going to abandon me, whether intentionally or unintentionally. As much as she's working towards that happening, she still doesn't want it. And my short-term fear is staying the same, that I will hesitate and lose an opportunity to take advantage of the situation for my own ends.
Okay, then Ginger.
Alrighty, so both my short-term hopes and fears have changed, but as a recap, long-term hope is figuring out how to be the best version of the new Murph. Short-term hope, apologize to Val in a meaningful way that I feel like she accepts. Let's see, long-term fear, giving in to bad nature, i.e. having to be put down. Short-term fear, Gracie hurting my friends.
James.
Short-term hope is changing to do something about the monkey on Val's back. Long-term, still distasteful skills can be used for good. Short-term fear is this family squabble will escalate into violence. Long-term fear, my guidance and protection is worse than nothing.
All right, I now have to figure out how to get rid of all of these Chuck Tingle books, or else I'm going to be completely unable to run this game.
So bad.
I can't think about other things with the dinosaur sex muffins all over my screen.
Angry man pounded by the fear is latent anus over a dinosaur transitioning into a unicorn is my favorite.
Yep. For those of us enjoying this in audio format, our chat is filled with a bunch of book covers? Question mark?
Yep, they're book covers.
Chuck Tingle.
Chuck Tingle. A household name. He's amazing.
Oh my god.
Alright. So I've moved the chat up so that I can concentrate maybe. Let's move on. I don't think that anyone earned any new backgrounds last session, but if I'm wrong, let me know.
I don't believe I did.
Alright, I think you're with the majority of it. So does anyone have a new idea for a ritual?
I do. I don't know what to call it, but basically wards that only allow, so when I open up the void gate, a warding I can put down so that only those beings that I have invited can exit, assuming I don't leave the gate just open.
A warding circle.
Yeah, essentially. I mean, warding circle, I guess, yeah. That would probably be it.
Okay. That is a good old-fashioned standard ritual. I think that yours should involve some sort of either... do you think do you want to do that with sciencey stuff or with horrifying void stuff?
That is a good question, Elf.
Or both.
Yeah, I was about to say, what about both? The problem is sciencey. I mean, the best sciencey I can think of is her thinking that chupacabra blood might have a component in it.
It feels like drawing a circle of angels' blood in order to keep the devils trapped does not feel sciencey in the least. I think you should just go with a ritual void magic.
Yeah, that's probably for the best.
Then sounds good. Does anybody else have one?
Yep. I have my new ritual. It's called Bleed It Out. You'll see what it does.
Excellent. You'll also likely have to remind me of what it does in the moment, because I know that although I figured it out at one point, it doesn't mean I remember it now.
You mean just by title alone, it doesn't stick in your brain?
I have some ideas, but I forget the details. I'll remember them as they come up. All right.
I have an idea.
Yes.
This probably would have been done actually in the period between last game, but One Trick Pony, which is basically like I can teach an animal a trick to do in the next scene perfectly.
Oh, come on. You're not going to take the opportunity there to name it Dog and Pony Show?
Ooh, yes. Changed.
Stealing my ritual. How dare you?
Hey, I talked about this before you even did that. Before you mentioned that.
Well, if you were focusing your rituals on animals instead of going off into void madness.
Oi! 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 Oi!
That's
you,
on you.
You know, yeah, don't you dare. Don't you dare pushing me towards it. How dare you?
I may have led you to the abyss, but I didn't make you drink.
Yes, you did! You punished my sanity when I didn't drink!
That is an excellent point. All right, Vincent!
I can't necessarily think of anything that I would want to use as a ritual. If anything, the good things to come, I promise, from last time would be an extension of what went into this one. I don't necessarily need a reward for this last session.
Oh, are you that down on your performance?
No, I thought I did fine. I thought that I did well enough in the last session. I already have things I don't use, you know?
That is fine. Okay.
If you want to, you can convert that into like an XP point or something.
No. I think that. What about a normal day at work?
Like, I can convert not taking one into having a normal day at work and nothing going wrong?
No, a ritual that is just a normal day at work.
Okay, what does it produce?
Nothing weird happens at work that day.
Okay, all right, hell yeah, I'll take it.
He's been using it most days without thinking about it.
Yep. It greatly reduces the chance of void beings attacking the mines.
Or rat monsters. I'm interested to see if there's still more of those guys, like, getting up to things. Or if their threat is mostly dealt with now that the asshole one is dead.
No.
Okay.
So, let's do fun facts. Shall we start with Vincent?
Ooh. You know what I didn't remember to do. All right, okay, off the top of my head. Vincent hates the sound of people crinkling up paper. It annoys the shit out of him for some reason.
No?
Using that information for evil? Okay. Okay, so Val went through a very short-lived goth phase in high school. There are pictures that still exist on an archived MySpace page that even if she knew how to get to, she would never tell anybody how. And yes, Elf, I did check. She was in high school when MySpace was around.
Yes, I have looked back and that would fit. Okay, Murph.
All right, fun fact from Murph this week. Don't tell Oliver or Tiana, but Murph is actually just two semesters away from finishing her Bachelor's of Science in Nursing.
Oh, no.
Ooh. Okay, Bachelor's of Science, really?
Yup.
Hell yeah, BS's.
Neat, from where?
I don't know. I have to figure that out at some point.
Okay. It appears that you've missed a quarter.
One moment. Give me 5 seconds to Google. University of Southern Alabama.
Interesting. Okay. I'm curious as to how that ended up with you dealing with these fellows on, was it the East Coast?
On the East Coast? I'm confused.
Where Oliver's hometown is. Where?
Ah, yes. Well, Murph is, you know, from the South. We've just not stated that.
True.
For the record. And you also know why she had to leave school.
Yes. Okay, so she got a lot done by 23 then.
Well, if you go straight from 18.
Yep, that makes sense. Okay, so you dropped out of school because of things and then got kidnapped a year later. That makes sense.
Yep. Well, she dropped out of school, started doing the drifting thing, and that's when she got kidnapped.
Okay, Oliver.
Oliver has gone from coast to coast in the United States over 100 times in his life. And he's been to every state at least once, except for South Dakota.
He is the solution to the traveling salesman problem. Oh, wait, no, that's correspondence.
No, he should have picked that up, but he never really did.
So, bring us up to speed. Val has just gotten out of jail. Oliver is wandering about, tripping balls on peyote. And in sort of this wanderlust haze where everything just seems incredibly shiny, he's been wandering for about 3 hours and it's on towards morning when he hears a high-pitched chatter coming from a nearby house.
Oh, good. I'm still in town. I was worried that I was just like in the middle of the desert.
Well, you wandered off into the desert for a bit, but then you realized you had one of those sobriety moments where you're like, "Oh my God, I'm really, really high, and in the middle of nowhere, I'm going to die," and then walked back towards town.
Hey, yeah. Oliver, what are you doing back in Reno?
But outside of this little house, you know that it's one of the not abandoned open houses. Back from when the mines were making a bit more money before some people moved away. Anyway, this one gets rented out by Saffron, and there's a couple of cars and a truck outside of it. You just hear these weird chipmunk voices, high pitched and squeaking at each other. You can't make out what they're saying. It's way too fast.
Oh, that's uncanny. I wander that direction, first getting behind the cars and then eventually getting up next to the house, trying to peer in a window.
You are suddenly blasted in the face with the sunrise.
Oh, ow. Mm.
And you are certain that it's Tina's voice and the voice of someone else. That's the man's voice, but they're definitely angry.
Mm. I think even Oliver would not be so dumb as to sort of blow his position. So unless he thinks there's like a really low key spot he can get closer, he's going to be like, nope.
What's your stealth?
My stealth is 1, I think. Yeah.
Ooh, give me a wit.
Dex 3, 1 stealth.
Give me a wit stealth to look for a spot.
Yeah, that's better than the other one. 2 successes.
Okay, so yeah, you find a decent spot, and you manage to get close enough to peek in the window. It appears to be, well, you know that miner that sold you the horse after he won it. Also, yeah,
Jeremy.
Billy.
Oh, Billy.
Also, the same one that Murph enchanted at the game table and almost got him beaten to death.
Okay.
Anyway. It's that guy, plus 4 more miners, all of them holding long barrel rifles or shotguns. And they are standing over the 2 friends that Tina brought with her.
Her obvious muscle, you mean?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, her obvious muscle. One of them is bleeding.
Shot through bleeding, or like somebody punched him in the nose bleeding?
Looks like his nose exploded.
Ah.
And you overhear Billy, and now in a really, really slow tone, saying, "You need to get in the car. You're wanted for questioning."
Shoot.
Tina says, "I don't know who the fuck you are, but you need to get out of my house. You're not the cops."
"I've been deputized." And
his motions are slow and awkward, and his head is, seems like it's too big for his body.
This is the worst thing to happen while you're high.
Oh, and he definitely has a sort of an aura or a halo. It's ominous.
Okay.
And one of the guys on the floor, you see his fingers elongating and stretching towards something under the couch.
Do I need to roll insight into and determine whether he is reaching for a gun and it's about to get real violent in there?
Give me a wits insight.
Because that's my assumption. I'm somehow intuiting that he's about to reach for a gun.
So yeah, roll wits insight. See if you can confirm or deny that.
That is a 5 successes.
It looks like he is preparing to draw a gun, and he is confident in his ability to use it. And you are less confident in his ability not to get himself and several other people killed.
Right. Oliver, just cursing under his breath, is going to stumble to the front door and knock really loud.
All the voices freeze for a second. And then Tina says, well, can I get that? Or do you have a better idea? And Billy says, hold on. And he takes a step over and he opens the door.
Hello there. I'm just welcoming some newcomers to the town. Wow, you guys are awfully armed in here.
Says, we're just bringing in these out-of-town killers.
Really? So who died? I know there was a kerfuffle the other night. She was actually the victim. Are you saying someone else died?
Kerfuffle? You mean the yeah. You mean the one with Gracie?
Absolutely. I also want to sort of fast talk. Just started bombarding them with random questions and information, like, who y'all working for? Oh, that doesn't matter. Yeah, last night I was just speaking with the sheriff herself, and she was telling me about, like, just going back and forth. Just trying to make this loud and obnoxious.
Give me manipulation plus subterfuge. See if they, see how much information they awkwardly let slip, and how much distraction you cause. 5 successes.
5 successes, indeed.
Okay. You find out, among other things, that their boss and yours, Herman Suarez, are the ones who sent them here, and that they supposedly were involved in the death of Eddie. You do not recall Eddie, I don't think. I don't know if you'd ever learned about Eddie.
Oliver has gone around town a lot and just sort of like attempting to ingratiate himself, but occasionally just pissing people off. He may have met Eddie if Eddie's like a well-known person.
You are by name familiar with just about everybody in town. Eddie is not someone who lives in town.
Goodness, I've never heard of Eddie. Is he from around here?
Says, you don't know? That's Herman's grandson.
Shoot. Okay. I do know who that he's talking about now.
So that guy is looking, give me a wits insight roll. Actually, wits survival or awareness, your choice.
Awareness, and I got 4 successes.
The guy on the ground is about to make his move because he sees that you have Billy distracted. You have not long to respond.
Yes, I know. I want to basically look at him specifically and try to hypnotic suggestion and just as a statement to the room say, we should all just calm down. It doesn't look like Gracie's in a position to leave anytime soon. You guys control all this situation. Why don't you just hold on to them right now and let them calm peaceably? Mostly I'm trying to convince that guy to not shoot this out.
All right. Well, give me your manipulation persuasion with mind extra dice.
Wow, that was not good for 11 dice.
You can do anything about that?
Yes, I'm going to spend 3 willpower to roll 3 more dice. Might just be cursed, though. That's 4 successes. Oh, wait, hold on. 4, 5, and 6, I have brain leak, right?
Yep, what's leaking out of your brain?
Basically, oh god, this is such a terrible time to be high as balls.
Brilliant. Okay, hold on a second. Let me do some calculations here. You were 1 success shy.
Oh lord, this is such a terrible time to be this high. Eddie is, I believe, Edmund Suarez, the what's his name? The supervisor, minor guy, mine manager. I don't know. His son, who is in the mental institution, albino guy.
Nope.
No? Then who is it?
That's Elian.
That's Elian. Oh, shoot.
Dang it. He said grandson.
I missed the grandson part entirely.
All right. While Billy's attention is focused on you, you see a bullet rip through his jaw. The three other guys start shooting back. Tina hits the floor.
I am running away from the door.
You hear several more bullets, and then two miners run out of the or jump out of the window and start running.
Would it be appropriate to ask if the roof that Murph and Vincent are asleep on is within hearing distance of gunshots?
Yes, you guys hear gunshots and are woken from your once peaceful sleep by several gunshots.
Perfect. Can I set this up real quick? Because I had a thing I was going to do real quick.
A thing that you're currently in the middle of when guns start going off? Sure.
Yep. A 30-second thing. I imagine at some point during the night, because it is, you know, it's summer, but it's still a desert night. I probably woke up because it was cold, realized that we're asleep on a roof, run back downstairs, grab my jacket from downstairs, run back upstairs, or to the roof, not stairs, and cover Vincent with my jacket, and then just curl up against his side and try to go back to sleep, and then hear gunshots.
Vincent, I think, does not have time to register the nice thing that has been done for him. I think that happens, and with the combination of the way his mind works and, you know, his always sleep with a gun derangement.
And PTSD?
And PTSD. That happens. And I hope Murph doesn't get hurt in me doing this, but I imagine he'll just like jerk up and hand goes to where he knows he put his gun, like breathing heavily.
I just Murph? Look at you and I say, I didn't do it.
Murph, Dex Athletics.
Okay.
Not to roll off the roof.
Oh no.
Zero successes.
Oh no!
Oh no!
May I do anything to try and...
No, let me go!
So, actually, I don't think that you are even entirely aware of this, as you are currently in a full-blown episode.
Yeah, that's fair.
And Murph just goes tumbling off of the roof, falling an entire 8 feet to the ground.
Yeah, no, I probably deserve that. That's fair.
Murph, you take one damage.
Okay.
Could have been worse. And Vincent, you get up to a concealed position on the roof. You can see two men with guns and Oliver running away from a building.
Can I say that Oliver stops the moment the actual shooting stops and it's clear that the shooting has stopped and turns around and checks that he has his bag and runs back in?
The actual shooting has definitely not clearly stopped yet.
Okay, yeah, he stops running away and runs to, like, observe the situation from cover.
From cover? Okay.
Vincent shot first. I locate the source of the bullets.
Inside a house that you have no line of sight to.
Okay, I'm going to there, hyperventilating and gritting my teeth.
Give me a stealth roll.
I mean, you have to pass me on the way down from the roof, right?
Yeah, I mean, unless I'm going roof to roof.
There's actually no interposing building here. It is just the roof and walls of the other house that are in your way.
Is that dex stealth?
Yes.
I'm actually real good at that. That's seven successes on seven dice with a pair of tens.
Okay, so you see one miner unconscious on the ground, and Billy with blood pouring out of his face, hiding around a wall. You can see him from your angle, but the other guy is hiding behind the couch. So one miner shot, bleeding on the ground. Billy shot in the face, still up, and one of the hired muscle hiding behind a couch.
Do I recognize this hired muscle?
No, but you recognize Tina and you recognize Billy.
So who am I recognizing that this? Am I recognizing that this firefight is between
somebody that came with Tina and some miners that were with Billy? I don't know whose side you're on. I guess you are. You do work in the mines.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody's shooting at miners who I know, and do I think Billy's an all right guy from what I vaguely know of him?
I mean, he's all right. You've drank a beer with him before.
Okay, as far as I'm aware, these people came into here and shot at my guys. I'm going to shoot them.
Okay, so just the muscle or Tina also?
The muscle in the head, Tina in the leg.
All right, give me a firearms roll. Unopposed, they do not see you.
Oh God. Okay. Obviously, he rolled super good dex, or stealth, so I don't like necessarily hear him going away. But I, you know, there were still gunshots that we heard coming from a direction, and so just up to the roof, I say, Vincent?
And there's no response.
And I don't hear anything, so I just bolt straight to the epicenter of the danger.
Okay.
Especially if I see Murph going in. If you didn't already see Vincent, Oliver will be scooting that way, post-haste.
Okay. They get there right after the first gunshot. You hit the guy in the head, and he falls over.
This is assuming, of course, that Tina is not also firing at this man. Because if Tina is firing at this
Tina
man...
Tina does not have a gun.
Okay, then I will not shoot her in the head.
Let me see if he gets off his shot first. He does not.
He spectacularly fails to do so.
Oh, shit.
Oh, great. Bring it on for them karmic repercussions.
He fires several bullets, and one of them goes stray and hits Tina.
Then I won't need to shoot Tina.
Right as Murph shows up.
Excellent. I see Tina. Cool. I am upon her like locusts upon a crop, like white upon rice.
You jump on Tina?
Yep.
Okay.
Good job, Murph. You hold her down. I've got my bag. Let's start treating.
So
this is for Oliver, you bitch!
Whoa!
Holy shit!
He was beaming her in the face with tiny little punches.
Give me a strengthless brawl.
Attempting to stop her from this.
Give me a moment.
You're not the man with no face.
Give me the two men with no face. Actually, give me a wits plus medicine roll.
Hey, I'll take the one success on punching Tina in the face.
Four successes. Okay.
Yeah, I'm assuming they're dead, or that there's nothing I can do to them.
That would be false. So Billy's wound is potential. Billy's going to bleed out soon. Other than massive blood loss, his wound isn't immediately fatal. The guy on the ground is at extreme risk of death, and the guy who just got shot in the head, he's taken 3 ag. His chances are also low. Tina was grazed.
Question. Is this happening as Val is getting unarrested? I don't released. Yes.
This is happening right as Val is getting released.
Cool. So I'm guessing everybody in that room, including the mayor, has heard this. These gunshots.
Crack, 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 crack.
Yes.
Yeah. While on the one hand, don't want to go anywhere with cops considering what I just went through. On the other hand, can't not take advantage of a situation. So, yeah.
Assuming cops are also going there, Val is going to follow.
Well, Joe jumps up to grab his gun, and Mr. Finn looks at him and says, "We have the situation well in hand. You can give them a few minutes." Joe gives him this scathing look, and he says, "My job doesn't wait," and runs down the stairs.
Yeah, Val's going to grab her shit so that she can use things to help people if necessary.
Okay.
And go as well. Just barely glancing at John Finn's shadow as she leaves to listen.
Wait, at whose shadow?
The mayor's. Assuming he has one.
Run if you like, they're already dead.
Okay, she's going to run faster.
First, Oliver has a decision to make.
Which of these
4 people do you address?
It looks like one is in imminent chance of expiring right now on the floor.
Two are. One, actually 3.
I'm going to get the best scenario bleeding out person to try to stop their bleeding before attempting to stop the other ones.
Well, the easiest one. So Billy is still up and conscious.
Oh, I'm going to give Billy a pill and a compress
and say, hold this. Take this, you'll feel fine. Be sure to stay still.
So you're giving him some painkillers and a rag to hold over his ruined jaw?
Yep.
Okay. Hopefully he won't die in the next 5 minutes. Okay. The other three, muscle guy one.
The main thing I'm doing is yelling at Murph because I need two people to handle these two people. I can't do them by myself.
All right.
I need her to stop punching Tina. Murph, stop punching Tina. This is not the time nor what I want. Help me with triage.
I stop punching Tina and start choking her.
You let go of her right now and help me, young lady.
We could finish this right now. It could be done. It could be over, Oliver, and then she would never be able to chase you again, and then it would be done.
Holy shit.
Willpower roll.
Yeah, I am attempting to mind control her off.
Okay.
I would like to not have that happen.
Yes. Give me so that means Murph, willpower roll, and Oliver rolls his mind whammy.
Ain't so fun now, is it?
Oh.
Holy shit.
My God.
I got 4 successes.
That is 3 ones. Happy accident.
You're going
to
use it?
To fix my botch, to have a good thing happen?
I mean, that feels like what would happen if you just failed this one.
A good thing for Murph.
Oh, a good thing for Murph's psychosis. Uh-huh. Actually, yes. You freeze in place with your hands around her neck. As you are, like, obviously freezing and your hands shaking, you feel a sharp pain in your side. It appears, and you just feel, like, warmth spreading. Oliver, what you see is that Tina has pulled a knife, a boot knife,
mm-hmm.
and stabbed the person trying to strangle her to death.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I would like to do a thing. Tell me if it's unreasonable. I would like to lose my shit slightly. Run forward, yelling, you bring goons into this town. I'm just trying to help you. And I just rear back and try to kick her in the head as hard as I can while having stole skill from goons to add to my brawl.
The problem with stealing the goon's skill is that one of them is pretty much dead and the other one has a bullet in his head. That might make the stealing skill difficult.
That's why I was hoping it would be more of a, like, he's been around a lot of goons, and it's very much a primal thing in them to kick people on the floor.
But if not,
that's fine.
The only viable skill set you could steal would be poor Billy's over there.
Or Vincent.
I don't know that Vincent's here.
Yes, you do. Everyone knows that he's here.
Yeah, we all know Vincent's here.
I'm standing in the middle of the room, freaking out, breathing like crazy, and aiming a gun at everything.
Oh, Lord, I thought you were, like, you shot through a window or something.
Oh, fuck. That's more damage than she was trying to do, so she's not going to do all of it.
Jesus!
Oh, no!
She just got you right in the liver.
Oh, my God!
No! That's Murph, eight?
No! Right in the main organs.
That would be 8 successes.
So
that sounds like exactly how much damage should have happened.
She's dead.
No, not Murph. Tina's dead. No. We're killing Tina.
Yes.
She is.
The knife, it gets you right under your armpit, and your left arm goes limp.
And which was
It was supporting most of your weight, and you collapsed to the side of Tina, taking 5 levels of superficial damage.
And your left arm is crippled.
Excellent. So, if one were to take, all of the damage they could take, what happens?
This is superficial damage, so it wraps back around to aggravated.
Cool. So if she wanted to do the 8, she could.
If she wanted to what?
No. You know what? Nope.
And Murph has overwhelmingly gotten what she wanted.
In that case, I would like to, actually, since I know that Vincent's here now. Vincent, get a hold of yourself. Gotta get Murph away from her. And I'm just, I'm stealing Brawl from him. And I am kicking her in the head, trying to knock her out. Because she is stabbing Murph.
Give me a mind whammy roll on Vincent. Vincent, roll your willpower.
Is Vincent in any way, shape, or form reactively aware that somebody's trying to fuck with his mind right now?
Vaguely. Subconsciously. But yes, your anti-magic applies.
Okay, if somebody's trying to do that, I want to reflexively... I don't even know what this would mean, but my instinct would be redirect back at sender.
All right, give me a willpower plus your prime roll.
And then
this
I
is apologize. A shit show.
I apologize. When one rolls willpower, what does one roll again?
Composure resolve.
Composure resolve.
Okay, so composure resolve plus four then?
Yep.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Please don't die yet.
Hey, Vincent and Oliver, I'm not sorry about my French. She's a bitch.
Okay, so that's four successes on the dice.
That's you're missing four dice there.
Okay, so I roll four more dice.
Yep. Yeah. Woof. All once. Six, all six, once.
Also, let me know when Vincent may take an action.
You can take an action now. Oliver now has Vincent's brawl skill. Vincent has now stolen all of Oliver's social skills.
Oliver is just like grunting and inarticulately yelling as he kick. So how much brawl actually, do I get?
Vincent, what are your brawl and firearm scores? Brawl, firearms, and melee.
I don't have melee. I'm not trained in melee weapons, but I do have a 3 in brawl.
Okay, that is now Oliver's firearms and brawl skills. And Oliver, what is your brawl and firearms?
0 and 0.
Okay, that is now Vincent's brawl and firearms. Okay, Oliver, what are your persuasion, subterfuge, and performance?
It's going to be 4, 3, and 1.
Okay, and that's what Vincent has now.
Okay, because all mine are zeros.
Excellent!
Does Vincent still feel as if he has 5 in firearms?
Is his hand hecka shaky now?
You're not quite sure where the trigger is.
I mean, okay, so Vincent was planning via his psychosis. Vincent shot first, Merspin stabbed, shoot her in the face, right fucking now. Does he feel like aiming in her direction and pulling the trigger would potentially hit Murph or something?
Oh, because that's, he wants there, to do there's, it. There's definitely a chance of that. I mean, especially since Murph fell in your line of fire. They're wrestling. Yes, shooting one of them will quite possibly shoot the other.
Please, okay. God, let me get there. Please.
Okay, Vincent is just wavering his gun in front of them and...
Do it. Do it.
Fuck, I don't...
It, do with, it. Stop hesitating, Vincent.
Give me a composure check not to shoot.
Yeah, I think that would be the right thing to do, because I don't think Vincent feels right all of a sudden. That's 2.
Your composure is 5?
Sorry, that should have been 4. Hold on. Let me just... are you okay with me re-rolling that?
Yeah, re-roll that. It's actually composure plus firearms, but hey!
Oh no.
That's still 2.
Nope, not good enough. Needed 3.
Okay, I shoot my gun. Do I just roll my still good dex?
Dex minus 1.
Oh my god, please no!
That's 1 success.
Okay, huh.
I think that there is a compulsion in me to want to chunk myself in front of that danger anyway.
Yep.
Ah! No, god!
The bullet goes through both of them.
Ah! No!
Both take 3 levels of superficial gun damage.
Okay, I'm in aggravated, so... And I've burnt all of my superficial, so how much aggravated?
So you're currently at full?
Yes.
Then you take 3 ag.
All right.
You are in... roll a die and add 3 to it. Just 1 die. 1 d10 plus 3. 15 is bad.
No, 9.
You can't feel your legs.
Okay.
Oof. Have I kicked this lady already, or can I do something else?
You can do something else. You have the relevant skills, but it's your turn now.
After having seen... in the process of advancing on this lady, see her and Murph get shot, is instead of kicking the lady, is going to attempt to sort of haul Murph away with the intention of doing treatment, but is just being like, Vincent, Murph!
Oliver, I can't feel my legs. You shouldn't move me like that.
Give me a strength plus medicine roll.
Yeah, I'm going to try to move you away safely and hopefully, you know, like in a fashion, be able to get a knife left in you, maybe? Who knows?
Oliver, triage. Those people are bleeding.
Don't care about them. One success with no things. What I'm going to do is use my willpower. I'm actually going to take an ag willpower for that.
Okay. That is a nice thing of you to have done.
Four successes.
Vincent, you hear a familiar woman's voice. It says, drop the gun, drop the gun.
I do.
Down on your face.
Vincent.
Hands behind your head.
Vincent is doing whatever is asked of him right now. He goes down. He doesn't say anything. And he looks like every ounce of blood is drained from his face.
Is he within arm's reach?
No, he's right outside the door. He was in through the window. You're inside the room. Vincent, you feel a pair of handcuffs click into place.
Yeah, that's fine.
And
officer, priorities. And he's just like pointing at the people who are in the room who are all bleeding.
So she picks up Vincent's gun and she says, yeah, priorities. She holds up the gun that is still smoking from having shot two people.
Self something. I don't know. Just help stop their bleeding.
Defense.
Yeah, that one.
She, Maria, runs over and starts checking people. She sees Murph and she looks at Oliver and says, "You take care of her."
Already on it.
That's fine. It's fine.
And she is running over to Billy and trying to stop the bleeding in his face. Val shows up.
I was just about to say, I'm empathic clink screaming for Val.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, no. The second there's any empathic link screaming, Val is suddenly booking faster.
As fast as your little legs can take you, but you still show up same time Joe does.
I know. She bursts into the room, obviously out of breath, and the second she sees the scene and the blood on Murph, her face goes completely pale. She's going to help her first. Like, she doesn't see anybody else. It doesn't matter.
Murph.
Okay.
You look like you've seen a ghost, like Jamie.
Oliver, are you stopping the bleeding?
I actually like can't talk to her, but then the moment I start describing the injuries, I do like a fairly competent job. Bullet injury here, was stabbed under the arm here, moved from there to here. I have compress on here.
Okay. Val, I can't feel my legs.
Okay, honey. Okay. Hey, I need you to keep looking at Oliver. Keep talking with him, okay? Can you do that for me? Can you please do that? Keep talking to Oliver.
Hey, wait. Very quietly. No, wait. And I cup your face with a bloody right hand. Hey, Val, I'm sorry.
Later, okay? We can talk about
later. No. It's very
important. Don't distract her now. Right, she's the doctor.
I was mean, and I'm sorry.
There'll be plenty of time for that later. First, you look at me. I'm going to keep this underneath your armpit here.
It kind of hurts. Maybe we should...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Here, I want you to take this real quick.
Are these drugs?
Oh, absolutely. The best kind.
So while that's happening...
It's some sort of badger extract.
I'm good. I'm good.
You need a less convincing lie than that.
He can't think of a good one right now because all of his social skills have been stolen.
Yeah.
Of course, right now, Vincent might even be able to talk his way out of these cuffs.
Yes, cure wounds.
It'll be vulgar as hell.
I do not give a shit.
All right.
What are you doing?
Roll your heal roll, take an automatic paradox, and then get a paradox roll.
Okay, what?
Because you are regenerating a spine in the middle of several people's open view.
Hey, Murph is dying.
I know.
Can we take the knife out? I want to stab her with it.
No, you're talking crazy. It's just the badger juju. Don't worry about it.
I've got to keep the knife. Refused your badger juju.
Oh, you didn't get it in there.
Nope.
No, it's just the bloodlust talking. Feeling a little out of it right now. Just relax. We got you.
Is Vincent okay? Are you okay? Is everybody okay?
Everybody's fine. It's just you. Now you just need to stay still and stay perfectly calm, and we will take care of you. The only thing you can endanger us with is He's moving around.
Say that again, but less convincingly.
No, you got to stay right here. And the reason for that is because there's a knife. And if you move the knife, just stay right here.
I think I read somewhere that, like, you know, sepsis is bad. I think
that takes a while.
Ginger, uh-huh. You heal 1 aggravated level and 2 superficial levels.
Ow.
You can feel tingly feelings in your arm and your legs. So
knife is removed during the healing process, I assume.
Yep. The bullet does not need to be removed as it went straight through her and is currently in Tina.
Right. Okay. What I need to roll 1 for paradox as well, right? I know I took the automatic too.
Yep.
You have a possible 3 paradox on this one.
3 paradox. As a result of that, I'm going to say that heals another aggravated level.
Oh, okay, cool.
That works for me.
The blood is actually rolling back inside of her body.
That can't be sanitary.
Hey, Val, can you promise me something?
Yeah, what do you need, hon?
I just, like, grab the front of your shirt or whatever you're wearing, jacket. Can you take this knife and stab Tina?
Joe just looks at you and says, I wouldn't advise that.
That's completely unnecessary. She's just lost a lot of blood. I put a hand over her mouth. And maybe she's... I don't... Yeah, blood loss does crazy things to people.
Well...
You're being too convincing right now.
Maybe she had a good reason.
And luckily, the brawl that you have is... It manages to keep Murph quiet if the persuasion check doesn't. And Joe is trying to keep Tina from bleeding out, and let me I actually have stats for all of them now.
Yeah, once we're done treating Murph, I assume I would go to other people once, like, the magic started working, because he knows what's up, but I assume there's going to be a period of time in which people get bled out or not. Yes, Murph?
You try to move away for other people, and I'm like, can you stay here?
I'll take care of it.
Yeah, as long as someone's tending to them folks, I of course I'll stay with you.
Good.
Val?
Yeah, Val's gonna go and try to triage as best as possible, not using cure wounds on the others.
There are 2 other people that are equally at death's door, a miner and a goon.
Yeah, she's gonna go for the miner.
Okay.
Just regular medical triage.
Roll intelligence plus medicine. 3 successes equals not dying.
How about 5?
5 successes. Not dying, and it doesn't take you the entire time that the other guy is dying to do it.
Sweet! So I can try to help the other guy?
Yes.
Yay. Gonna roll another one. Oh, and that was also a 10 and a 1 on my paradox die. Hooray!
A 10 and a 1?
Yes.
Take 2 willpower damage and remove 1 paradox.
Yay!
And mark down that you've gained a new flaw.
Fuck!
The flaw's called corrupted magic. Or, sorry, corrupted science.
Okay.
Bunch of shadows scooping blood back into people. Just Murph, actually.
I'm like a reverse vampire.
Okie dokie, 3 successes on other guy.
3 successes on the that is not enough. Without magic, he'll die.
Yes. I will try to use magic.
All right.
Cure wounds.
Roll me 2 dice.
Just the 1 success. Hooray.
You gain another paradox. And he does not die. Your injection of chupacabra blood is enough to stop the bleed in his brain. He's going to be in a coma for a while, but he might come out of it eventually.
Not dead.
And then Maria has managed to keep Billy's from bleeding out long enough for you to try and sew something closed.
Cool.
So big cop gun lady. Anyway, there was a thing that happened here, and there was definitely a good explanation for it.
We'll figure that out later. We just got to get these people back to your hospital.
Right.
Do you think you have enough beds?
Yeah, just enough of them, I think, if a couch counts.
And get to these two. And she points to the two that are, the one left that is probably dead.
Right. Murph, it'll only be a second. I'll be right back.
Oh, okay.
Then we're going back home, okay?
Vincent.
Vince, it'll be just fine. He's hotter than all of this.
Just like pawing around for somebody else to cling to.
Is that long enough for Val to now be the person to be clung to?
Val, you don't have enough hands for that.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to roll a willpower to see if I take damage from this.
Oh, yeah. I could. I could make it happen if I wanted to.
Give me a charisma plus performance? Persuasion.
Oh, no. That's my best. 4 successes?
Yeah, take 3 willpower damage.
Yay, right into ag.
Okay.
Oliver opens his mouth a couple times to like say something, but just can't find the words, and eventually just grabs you on both sides of the head and gives you a gentle forehead smooch and is like, I'm very sorry. And scoots off to the person who is probably dead and does a very cursory inspection before coming back.
Give me a medicine check at -3.
2 successes.
Bringing him back would require something horrifyingly vulgar.
Gives Val a look and does the neck chop with a questioning shoulder.
Shoots a glance at the pouch with the chupacabra blood.
You are racking up paradox pretty hard.
I am. I definitely am. And to be perfectly honest.
And this would be an automatic paradox to even attempt.
He's pretty much gone.
Is she visibly struggling with?
Yeah, if only you could convince her one way or the other, but you can't.
Yeah, but I still have my insight left.
That's true. Luckily, that's a skill that both you and Vincent shared.
Sam, is Valerie struggling with this overtly?
No, Sam is struggling with this. I think Val's going, as long as whatever Val's doing right now is not immediately needed, I think Val's going to try.
You see that the wound is basically through his heart, and blood is not pumping anymore. There is still vague attempts to breathe, sort of gasping like a fish. Something in your bag, where you keep your chupacabra blood, is calling out to you to be released.
Oh, let me guess, it's the chupacabra blood.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or it was.
Yeah, but I was gonna try. Val, as much as she likes to think she's bad, is not.
Reaching into your bag, your hand touches an inky black void where your regimented vials of chupacabra blood would usually sit. You instinctively know you could grasp a handful of this and it would form to your will, having the same effect, if not greater.
Oh, and also curse this person.
Just for fun, because I feel like this will turn into a whole thing if Oliver sees this. I feel like the moment she got there, Oliver just gave her a pat on the shoulder and was like, you do good. And then went back to
you do good.
Oh, God. Val's going to try to save his life. Damn it.
All right. Int medicine, take a paradox and roll for a vulgar as you pull liquid darkness out of your bag.
I see this.
5 successes, which is good. Now
everybody sees this.
Ah! No!
Wow.
Oh, God!
That's 2-1.
3 additional paradox. Are you over 5 now?
Yes. 7.
7 paradox?
Yeah.
All right, so all of you guys see Val pull this radiating darkness out of her bag and just start pouring it over the guy's wounds. And the darkness just sort of sinks into him, and his eyes go black, and he sits up.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
Val is starting to regret her decision.
I have a very important question. What's happening with Vincent right now?
Vincent, last check, Vincent was politely laying face down, thinking about his problems. What is Vincent doing?
I mean, Vincent was having a panic attack.
Yep.
I need to stop that.
Do you crawl over on one arm? It will probably re-injure yourself.
Yes! Oliver is away from me in this moment, and this is my opportunity. This is my time to shine.
Oh, more and more people are sort of collecting at the edges, and Jamie is among them. Jamie was.
You want to lay out the scene for Jamie?
Actually, I want to walk Jamie through this scene. There was gunshots across town, and several of the people said, "Well, what the hell is that?" And then they started moseying on over that way. So when you got to the edge of this crowd, you see that there appears to be a truck outside of this rental building. It's one of the vacants. Do you approach?
Yeah, of course.
The first thing you notice is right outside on the porch, Vincent is handcuffed, face down on the porch. Then right inside, you see Tina shot in the side and the arm, bleeding, as Joe is trying to stop the bleeding with his belt. You see two more unconscious men with bullet holes. Murph is on the ground, bleeding from the back and the left armpit. Billy the Miner has most of his face missing.
Oh, fuck.
And there's two out-of-town guys lying on the ground, but one of them has Val kneeling over him, pouring inky darkness into his wounds. The guy sits up, looking possessed.
I just want to say, in that moment, as he does that, Val looks horrified, and then it devolves into a look of, yeah, I guess this is probably what's going to happen.
No good deed goes unpunished.
Maria Roberts, looks at him, and she draws her gun, pointing it down towards the floor, and she says, "Possessed devil man, get down on the ground, put your hands behind your back." And
yeah, what she said.
The guy slowly moves his head from side to side, and then does what she said. And Maria tells Joe to cuff him. Joe says, "I'm busy," and throws the cuffs over to Oliver.
Do I see that Murph is crawling across the floor to Vincent?
I am not crawling. I am scraping my body across the floor with my one good arm, probably getting a lot of splinters under my fingernails, but I don't care.
Okay, I guess I need to wade into the shit show.
Yes. Do I see Jamie?
You see Jamie, and you actually see an expression of surprise.
Jamie, handcuffs, demon guy. And, yeah. And then I go to stop Murph. give her a hug.
Oliver.
Stop Frank doing that.
Oliver. Hug. Seriously, stop it.
Okay, I'm going to try to
look at your arm, put some young lady. Handcuffs
on this possessed guy. That goes well, I'll try something else.
He says quietly as you're handcuffing him, "I can hear the whispers."
Yep.
Make them stop.
I'll try. Let's get these handcuffs on first.
I went too far. Too far down the tunnel.
It happens.
It happens? It happens?
No, it happens. Let's listen to the radio.
You like that? Yeah.
God damn it.
So.
Yeah.
He didn't decide to try to punch through me with his new demon strength or something crazy?
You have no idea what sort of demon abilities he has.
I'm just saying, does a handcuffing go well?
Yes. No. He does not try to resist in the least.
Okay. Well, we're going to try an improvised exorcism.
Improvised exorcism. Give me a spirit roll.
Okay. I put my Walkman on him.
Give me a intelligence occult roll to analyze him with your weird radio machines to figure out what you're dealing with.
Okay.
He is a radio station. Weird.
Three successes. What you can tell is that there is some sort of otherworldly substance that is, it is not a conscious entity, but it is currently keeping him alive. You could try and chase it out, but he'd die.
I'm okay with that.
Wait, which part of that?
Removing the wacky spirits that, are holding him together.
But there's no spirits. It is an energy. There's no consciousness inside of him.
Undo all of my hard work.
You'd also have to manage to beat Val's successes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
All right. That'll be an intelligence occult.
Got plenty of both of those.
In the meantime, I'm safely moving Murph within, like, you can look at Vincent's face and maybe, like, reach out and touch him, but, like, only if he reaches out to.
I don't have arms available right now.
Okay, well, I will scooch myself closer.
Matt's white noise generator. Do you have banish as a rote or ritual?
No, I don't.
All right, take a paradox.
Okie doke.
As you start tuning into the station, the guy on the ground starts screaming in agony and begging. And Joe says, "Jamie, what the hell are you doing?"
I could explain to you. Oh, wait, no, I couldn't.
Just stop whatever it is. Just turn that goddamn thing off. You're killing that guy. Or whatever it is.
It's not killing him. He's already gone.
Turn it off.
Okay. But whatever results, your fault.
You'll figure that out when you get him back to the station.
I stop midstream. Worst idea ever.
You stop and the guy like stops moving, lying face down the ground. And Maria stands up and says, "Okay, here's what's going to happen. Oliver, Jamie," she points to the out of town guy who isn't given over to the darkness, the miner, and Billy and Tina. Says, "Get these four over to the hospital, and Murph and this guy are coming with us."
Murph is in no state. I mean, Murph, yeah. not healthy enough. She needs to go to the clinic. Joe just come with?
I'm not putting Murph and her, pointing over at Tina, in the same room together. That doesn't seem like a smart idea to me.
I'll keep them separated and keep looking at them so they don't do anything.
Give me a manipulation plus persuasion.
So good at this. Two successes.
Not enough.
Even offering to have, just be like, bring Joe there.
Says, "Val?
I'll go with her."
She says, "Yeah, I think that's a good idea, but I think that you're going to need to give us that bag first. Is there anything dangerous in there other than whatever's in there?"
"No, there isn't. Just, I know you got medical supplies, I'm going to need them."
"Right. Just put the bag down, please."
Val sighs and puts the bag down.
Okay. And the next hour or so is sent transporting.
I have something to say to Vincent.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I crawled all the way over here.
Well, you got intercepted halfway over, but...
Yeah, it's still an accomplishment.
Yes. What do you say?
Hey, Vincent?
Vincent's just a shaking mess right now.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was afraid of. I would like to stop that, please.
And how do you propose to do that?
That is an excellent question. I'm trying to think of anything within my realm of abilities that would help.
You could magic just the right thing to say.
This is very, very true. Yeah, I do have... And how will this make you feel? I can use entropy and mind to figure out what to say in this particular moment.
Are you willing to totally lie?
Yes.
The thing to say would be to show where the wound that closed up would have been and tell him that he never hit you.
I don't know that he would believe that.
If he saw that there was no bullet hole, and if you sold it.
I have a slightly different idea. Yeah, I'ma go with my thing. It may not be the smartest move, but I'ma do it. Hey, Vincent. Hey. You got her. She's gone, and she's dealt with, and she's never going to bother Oliver again, and it was worth it. You know, Val has that stuff, and she fixed me right up, and I'm going to be fine. You did great.
Vincent absolutely knows it was not worth it.
I mean...
The only thing that I have to ask, if once we get you out of these handcuffs, because it's ridiculous that you're in these handcuffs, if you... Or somebody could get my dad's jacket off the roof. That would be great. As you know, a reminder that I am crawling across this floor and bleeding on my nice birthday dress.
I'll get him.
I know you'll get him, and you'll make sure it gets back to me, and it's all nice and clean and warm.
Joe looks over and says, "Look, I'll take care of that in a bit. I think that we got some more pressing concerns right now. And, well, I do believe, Vincent, that for the moment, you are technically detained."
Yeah.
But we're going to have to sort some things out.
Before everybody gets separated, Oliver's just kind of been like, "Oh, God, everyone's going to be pulled separate directions."
He's going to go up to Sheriff Maria and actually, like, grab her by the lapels of her uniform, point at Val and Murph.
I need that one to fix that one, to fix that one. They all need to be in the same place.
She looks at you and she says, yeah.
We either all go into the office where officers are, or we're going to my place with beds.
You are going to your office. You are taking points to those four, and the rest of them are going to the sheriff station. We need them where we can keep an eye on them.
So he's taking Valerie and Murph as well.
Yes,
they are taking. What he is basically going to attempt a brawl manipulation. He's actually going to try to shove her against the wall inarticulately
what a spicy
yells.
Boy.
I would like,
because he just cannot get his point across.
And maybe try to stop it and help, because people are dying, or not actively dying, but probably will be without the doctor's help.
Yep. So roll your manipulation brawl for convincing shove.
I'm hoping that this will come across as this is important, and even Oliver is at a loss for words, as opposed to this violent rando. Four successes.
Okay, two things happen. One, immediately after the shove, your arm is twisted behind your back and pushed up against the door.
I expected that part.
And she says, I understand. Val's coming with us too. Val will be able to take care of Murph. You just worry about these patients that are under your care. Are you able to do that right now, or are you too full of crazy like the rest of these guys?
I point at the guy who is bleeding darkness and say, she knows what's going on with him, I think.
And that's why he's coming with us, too.
All right. Well, once these three get stable, I'm coming over there, okay?
All right.
Fine.
I just, like, impotently, like, get up and I wrangle some miners to stretcher people away.
Okay. Yeah.
Before they all leave, I was going to call out to Oliver. Oliver, don't worry. I'll make sure they're fine.
He looks over and counting on you. I mean, I am. I am counting on you.
Oof. Maria heads over to Vincent and helps him to his feet. She says, I'm going to need an explanation of what happened here. You suddenly find yourself overflowing with articulation.
Yeah.
It's much easier to play dumb than it is to play articulate.
Yes, it is.
Well, now I also just need to figure out what a much more eloquent Vincent even sounds like.
It's true. It's weird.
Sheriff, okay.
Well, and also, yeah, also I'm coming down from a panic attack. So eloquent Vincent coming down from panic attack.
Imagine ultra-focused Vincent. Laser-focused Vincent that somehow knows just the right words.
Well, officer, I heard gunshots. I was sleeping on top of the roof over there, and I crashed there with Murph when both of us were awoken by the...
I was there as a witness.
By the sound of gunshots. And I came running here as fast as I could when there was several shots being fired in the direction of Billy. As you know, I keep my firearm loaded and ready for purely self-defense purposes. And one of my co-workers getting shot at seemed like just such a situation. So I fired around. I got the drop on one of them trying to save Billy's life. And yeah, I think I got the shot on pretty good.
Very altruistic.
Murph went to go try and subdue that woman over there. And
I'm not very good at subduing. So I just had to kind of like, we got into a slap fight.
Maria is holding up a very derisive finger in Murph's direction.
Okay, I'll just be here and be numb then.
Vincent winces at that.
Murph tried to subdue that woman over there, and as she did so, woman pulled out a knife. Acting on instinct, I fired my revolver at her, but my hand was shaking like I've never had it happen before. I think maybe the moment got a hold of me, Sheriff, and my aim was bad as it's ever been.
got both Murph and her, and I was not well pleased with that set of events, as you can imagine.
She says, "Well, I must say I'm glad you're on our side." And she looks over and says, "It's a miracle no one was killed." She looks over at the black-eyed possessed guy and says, "I think."
Do we know what? No, on second thought, I don't want to ask that question.
I don't know what it is or how to deal with it, but I do know that I need to get people taken care of, and I need all the manpower that I can. So,
or will manpower? Sorry.
I'll do what you need me to do, Sheriff Roberts, but I do want to try and help out Murph as much as I can, too.
Yeah, I don't think that's...
I'm fine.
I don't think that's incredibly wise right now. You need to be as... I think you're a destabilizing influence at the moment.
Hey, whoa. Excuse me very much. You know how people have, like, emotional support animals?
Murph, I just saw you try and strangle a woman.
Okay. Yep. Self-defense. You know how people have, like, emotional support animals? I'm kind of like that for him. I help keep him stable.
I don't think it's working. Right now, you need to go to the hospital so that you don't bleed to death. Oliver is going to take you. And I am going to take Vincent here. And I'm keeping his gun.
Vincent recognizes that is the correct thing. And also... gets another stab of panic at his chest.
Yep, give me a composure roll. Finally, this crazy comes up. You know, yeah,
I know, right?
I think that you guys have hit, like, all your derangements in one scene.
Correct.
Shit. But I'm okay with failing. I don't want to botch, but I don't think that there's a way to avoid it now.
You could get tense.
You could add willpower.
Would that just be a regular... Would that be a success?
It'd be four successes.
That's four successes.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
The botch is grab for the gun.
Yeah, no, I'm going to add willpower.
Also, I like how Vincent didn't even need to roll to convince her. She's just like, yep, sounds legit.
Yeah, I hope that Vincent, knowing words better, was convincing.
That is, yes, that was, and that's why I'm just like, yeah, that with Oliver level social skills and that well strung together argument, that works just fine. Also,
and general trustworthiness.
Yep.
Jesus Christ. If
there's a lot of X's that went on sheets this scene.
Down to the final decision, and the world will break apart today, and the world will break apart today.
Why though?
Yeah.
Why? My ears. My
are you trying
ears.
To piss off Vincent in character?
No, just a soundbite that we can play later.
I'm dying.